Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here, once again sharing the good news with you. I want to welcome all of my brothers and sisters out there tonight, sitting wherever you may be. Mahalo for tuning in tonight. You could be on the edge of your bed or your bunk, or you could all probably be in traffic right now, or maybe just sitting at home. Thank you for tuning in to Free Inside Ministry. I'd like to give a shout out to those Berean and Friday Chapel boys at Halava. Had a great time with you last Friday. The mighty six of us, or seven actually, plus myself and Lynette, we had a wonderful time praising and worshiping the Lord. Thank you so much. Spread the word, my brothers, about the radio program, Free Inside Ministry, Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. on 99.5, The Word. Also that we're back at chapel steady every Friday and the third Wednesday of the month in the Berean class at 6 p.m. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to the Wayava boys in the Module 10 Cash Box program. How's it going, guys? We'll be coming up to you, see you on the fourth Wednesday up in Wayava. And to my FDC faithfuls, Bible study every night at 6 p.m. Keep up the good faith, my brothers. Keep up the good work and keep lifting up those around you, being an encourager, not a discourager. Stay tight and stay right. And to all of our listeners across the continental United States, Tucson, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, Ogden, Utah, Sacramento, up in Seattle, even all the way out into New Jersey. Thank you so much for tuning in. And our family in Las Vegas that's been tuning in for the last few weeks, mahalo for tuning in via the website. Free Inside Ministry is the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, Red Hill, Honolulu. We have a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated on the island of Oahu. We also minister to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, and we'll be heading there the first week of May. Looking forward to seeing all of you brothers out there. And mahalo to all of those that have joined us this evening that are on the other side of the wall. Please feel free to check in on our website at www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our programs in a podcast format so that you may download them to listen when it's more convenient for you. We also have a Facebook page titled Free Inside Ministry, and we have an email account, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a suggestion, or let me know if this program has touched you or any of your loved ones in your ohana. Our anchor verse is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future," Jeremiah 29:11. And it goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." Hallelujah. Tonight's message, my brothers and my sisters, is entitled "Only for a While." Before we start, I wanted to open up with something that I wrote to my brothers in Halava. This is back in August 31st, 2012. Something I wrote called "No Need to Fear." Something I wrote for our brothers. I can't remember specifically, but I knew it was after one of our chapels. I probably had gone back to the office, or I was sitting in my car and I jotted some notes. But I wanted to share that with everyone tonight. It's called "No Need to Fear." "Open your ears, thus said the Lord. It won't return void, just hear my word. I've been here all along, there is no need to fear. I'm restoring the years you've sown in tears. I am the author, the writer of time. No matter how long, things will work out just fine. Deposit this word, there is no need to fear. I'm restoring the years you've sown in tears. Broken promises, broken homes, broken hearts, I shall restore all and give you all a new start. Listen not to the world, there's no need to fear. I'm restoring the years you've sown in tears. I have never rejected you, but you have me. I gave you my son so that you would be free. What are you waiting for? There's no need to fear. I'm restoring the years you've sown in tears. The end times are coming and the choice is up to you. Once I return, there's going to be nothing left to do. Tomorrow is given to no one. There's no need to fear. I'm restoring the years you've sown in tears. Lift up your hands and receive from the Lord. Your broken spirit receive from the Lord. Just remember this. There's no need to fear. I'm restoring the years you've sown in tears. August 31st, 2012, Bula Eastman. For many of us, we come into a situation where we don't see a solution, where we don't see a positive outcome, where we don't see light at the end of that proverbial tunnel. And that might be you this evening sitting there on the edge of your bed or sitting in your cell, and you just don't know where you're going. I wrote this to lift you up, to encourage you, to support you. No need to fear, because like the Lord said, I'm restoring the years you've sown in tears. Well, getting back to tonight's message, only for a while, I don't know how many of you out there will agree with me, but sometimes the heart of the problem is the problem of our heart. I would say that the issues of your heart will determine the issues of your life. You see, because we all have issues, you know, I was telling the guys up at Halava on Friday, I said, any of you have issues? There are seven of them there. Five raised their hand. The other two, I said, the Lord sees your heart. That's okay. And I even raised my hand. I think so did my wife. But anyway, we all have issues. And I made light of it just to bring some brevity to it, to bring some humor. And I said, you know how issues develop? They said, no, Bula, Brother Bula, how did issues develop? I said, because when Adam and Eve had their first argument, Adam said, it's not me, it's you. That's how we got issues. No, not really. But we all have issues. You know, we might have issues with our loved ones. We might have issues with our wives, our kids, our attorney. We might have issues with our cellmate right now. We might have issues with the ACO, with the staff, with the counselor. We might have issues even with our pastors in our church. Everyone at some time is going to have an issue. And that's why in Proverbs 4:23, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. That's in Proverbs 4:23. Why would God choose the heart? Why wouldn't he say, keep your eyes with all diligence? I mean, we look at everything that we're not supposed to. Why wouldn't he say, keep your ears with all diligence? We hear things that we shouldn't listen to all the time. Why wouldn't he say, keep your mouth with all diligence? We say things, we taste things, we do things with our mouth that we shouldn't. Or why didn't he say the arm or maybe our brain? Our brain controls all of our thoughts. So why would he say, keep your heart with all diligence? Well, that made me think. That made me ponder. That made me wonder, why the heart? From the day you are born, from the day you are removed from your mother's womb, going from a liquid environment to an environment filled with air, your lungs have to operate very quickly or else you won't breathe. But what's interesting is even though your lungs have to operate and then all of your other organs will have to kick in, what has been operating or what has been functioning or what has been working all of this time before you've even been removed from your mother's womb? Your heart. Oddly enough, at a certain point in the gestation period in your mother's womb, your heart becomes a living organ. Your heart becomes a beating organ. Your heart becomes a functioning organ already. That's why when you go for the ultrasound test, you get to listen as the doctor places a stethoscope over the womb of the mother, and you hear the boom, 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 boom. And that's what you monitor, is the heartbeat of that human being, of that life, of that baby boy or girl that is developing, that is growing in the womb of their mother. And our hearts work 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When we go to sleep, our hearts keeps pumping blood. When we go to work, our heart keeps pumping blood. When we're driving our car, our heart keeps pumping blood. The only time our heart stops beating is when we stop living and functioning in this world, on this earth, on this planet, as a human. So that might be the reason why God says that the heart springs the issues of life. In the Amplified Version, it says, "Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life." You know, in some of the other verses, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." Keep vigilant watch over your heart. That's where life starts. It's in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 18 through 19, as you turn to it, my saints. Matthew 15, 18 to 19. That it says, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies." In the Jesus book, Matthew 15, 18, and 19 reads like this: "But whatever come out from the mouth, that come from inside the heart, and that's what make you peel out inside, so you no can pray. Any kind, bad kind stuff come out from inside the heart. That's how everybody figure how they can do bad kind stuff. That's why they kill people. They married and go fool around. Or they're not married and they still yet go fool around. They rip off the other guy. They boo lie about the other guy. Or they talk stink." That's from our West Side Version, the Jesus book. So it would be fair to say that as your heart goes, so goes your life. When your heart is right, everything seems to be in the right place, in the right time, at the right occasion. But when your heart is out of kilter, when your heart is out of whack, when your heart is not in alignment, that might be the opportunity when the enemy will use that, because you're not in alignment for your assignment from God. You're not in sync with the Creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher, the beginning and the end, the great Yahweh. It's at that time where you might find yourself experiencing in your heart some unforgiveness, maybe some bitterness, maybe some anger. Maybe there's unresolved hurts in your heart. Maybe there's too much stress. Maybe you have a lot of unhappiness in your heart. Or maybe you're filled with a lot of disappointments. Now, I'm not saying that those things happen all the time, but they will. And we all have experienced hurts. We've all experienced pain, rejection, injustice, broken promises. And for some of us, it lasted for only a while. But for some of us, it's still controlling us till this day. See, some of us let the matters of our heart last a lifetime, while others will only suffer for a while. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 7, 5 through 8. 2 Corinthians 7, 5 through 8. While we're turning to that, my saints, my beloved, I'd like to welcome anyone tuning in tonight to Free Inside Ministry. Thank you for tuning in to 99.5 FM, The Word. This is Brother Bula, and the message tonight is, "If for a while." if only for a while. In 2 Corinthians 7, 5 through 8, this is the epistle that Paul is writing. For indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. I'm going to stop right there. Interesting. Their bodies had no rest. They were tired. They could have been exhausted. There were situations all around them. There were things going on all around them. They said outside were conflicts, inside were fears. Sometimes when there's a lot of things going on, a lot of times when there's conflicts, when a lot of times when there's disunity going on, sometimes the fear factor increases inside of us. It goes on to say that nevertheless God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not only by his coming, but also by the consolation with which he was comforted in you, when he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoiced even more. For even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it. For I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while. You see, my brothers and my sisters, it's okay to have issues. It's okay to have challenges. It's okay to have situations. But just like in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 8, though only for a while. You see, my beloved, we have to have the mindset. We have to have the mental toughness. We have to have the spiritual maturity to know that we are the victors, not the victims. We have to know to the core of our soul that we are an overcomer. We have to have the mindset of the victory that we have with Jesus Christ as our Savior. Now, you see, when Paul is writing to the Macedonians in his letter, it is the distress that brings them back to God. And he says, now I rejoice not only that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death. For observe this very thing, that you sorrowed in a godly manner. What diligence it produced in you, what clearing of yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what vehement desire, what zeal, what vindication. In all things you provided yourselves to be clear in this matter. Therefore, although I wrote to you, I did not do it for the sake of him who had done the wrong, nor for the sake of him who suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear to you. The wonderful thing about this, feeling sorry is not a bad thing, because sorrow hopefully leads to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, you have to be very careful that the churches you go to when you are released or you're outside, that they have a foundation in the Word of God. When you hear a message, it should convict you, not allow you to continue doing what you're doing. But you have to face the realities of life. In the Jesus book, those verses go on to say, even if I'll make you guys feel sad with the letter I went write, I'm not sorry I went write them. No matter if I wouldn't feel sorry at that time, because I would find out that my letter would make you guys feel sad, but only for a short time. But now I still feel good inside, not because you wouldn't feel sorry, because the letter would make you guys tell God you're sorry, and you go do different now than before. You know, that was what God, that would make you guys feel sorry like that. And that means we never do nothing for hurt you guys. When we stay sorry the way God liked, then we probably do the bad kind of stuff we was doing. Now we're going to do different than before. That can make us come out of the bad kind of stuff we stay doing. And then we don't need to worry about them no more. But when we stay sorry the way the people inside this world stay sorry and not God's way, then we're going to wipe out. Hey, try go figure this. You guys ain't getting sorry the way God like, and you guys would stay that way, and then make you guys like try hard for clean out the bad kind stuff, and then nobody can blame you guys for nothing. You guys would come all hoo-hoo at the bad kind stuff you guys would do, and you would come all scared because you think in Bombay, you're going to do the same thing one more time. You guys really like see me and stay ready for do all the right things and punish the guy that would do all the bad kind stuff. Because you guys didn't do everything the right way. And now no more nobody can blame you guys for nothing. That's why, no matter I went send you guys that letter, I never write him for the guy over there that went do the thing that stay wrong. Or for the Wahini he went do bad too. I went write him for Kukua you guys for sure that you guys mean what you guys went say for real kind in front God. And that you guys get plenty love and aloha for us guys. All these make us feel more better inside. A lot of times in life, when the chips are down, when it's not going our way, you know, a lot of times we find it easy to grumble. You know, somebody told me a few years ago, brother, no grumble, be humble. Sometimes we gotta zip the lip. We gotta talk all the talking, all the gossiping, all the murmuring. Because easy, you know, when you go out to find somebody, when you stay lipping and you stay upset, they're gonna say, oh yeah, I know what you mean, bro. I know what you mean. So you have them commiserate, like commiserate with you. Because it's easier for them to give you comfort for something that happened to you than to encourage you to press on and press in. See, it's that comfort that we look for. But you have to realize it's through that adversity that we're going to get the correction from God. And it's through that correction that we're going to get the connection for what God wants to do in our lives. You see, we shouldn't let that offense become our defense of why you act the way you do. Because your perception is going to create your reality. Because misery begets misery. You know how those kind of conversations start. Oh, you're not going to believe what happened. You know what the ACO went do? Well, everybody going to start about ACOs. Oh, you're not going to believe what happened. You know what my bunkie did or my cellmate? Oh, everybody gets stories. Now you're surrounding yourselves with people that are not of good counsel to you. You're surrounding yourselves with people that are only going to fuel the flames you have burning inside of you. And what happens when you fan the flames of a fire that's about ready to go out of control? It goes out of control. What's the good in that? You know, what we have to realize is that those times that we need to hold on, that we need to press in and press on. We need to pray. We need to get close to God. We need to believe in the scriptures that we say every day. We need to believe in the scriptures that we recite. We need to hold true to the word of God. Because if not, then it's all a show. It's all a show. See, what happens in those times when things is upside down, we've got to have the spiritual maturity. We have to have the wisdom. That we have to be Christ-like to know that God is still in control. In John 16:33, he says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." He didn't say in you, in your friend, in your cellmate, in your module mate, in your cousin, in your grandpa, in your grandma, that in me you may have peace. Me is Jesus. In the world you will have tribulation. Right there he's telling you what's going to happen. It's going to get hot. It's going to get heated. In the world you will have tribulation. But check this out. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. I want to tell you guys all this stuff so your hearts can rest inside, because you guys stay tight with me. The people inside the world will make you guys suffer, but make strong. I'm the winner over all the power inside the whole world. We're coming up to Easter pretty soon, my brothers and my sisters. Easter is the greatest comeback in the history of mankind. No, it wasn't the 49ers behind Joe Montana. No, it wasn't the Los Angeles Lakers. No, it wasn't the Atlanta Braves. And no, it wasn't the Boston Bruins. It was Jesus. He defeated Satan once and for all. He ridiculed Satan. He defeated death itself. You see, Jesus was hung on the cross to die. And he did. A very cruel, a very long, a very tormenting death. It was torture at its finest degree. So he was dead. He died on the cross for our sins, for your sins, for my sins. He was placed in a tomb, and he didn't rise the same day he died. No, he didn't. He didn't rise 2 days after he was dead. By the third day, you're more dead than dead. You have an aroma about you. You have an odor in the tomb. He arose on the third day. He defeated death. The greatest comeback in mankind was Jesus rising from the dead. You see, with that, he validates everything. He is the living God. He is the God of gods, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings. No other entity has ever done that, but Jesus did. And I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, as we come to a close, there may be times when you feel like you're on that cross next to Jesus. You might feel like one of those thieves, not worthy of the grace and the mercy that he has to offer you. But nothing can separate you from the love of Jesus. But just like Jesus, your Sunday's coming. I don't know what Sunday it is or when that is. It's all in God's timing. God's will be done. But hold on, my brothers and sisters. My beloved, hold on, because your Sunday's coming. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight, if only for a while. Be blessed. Don't be stressed. Be blessed. You're too divine to whine and too anointed to be disappointed. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Ahuiho, aloha kiakua.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.